If you think your dog understands you and is getting better at it, scientists say you may be right. New research shows not only can dogs understand human speech, they can learn new words the same way children do. The finding is published in this week's issue of the journal Science. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
Every species has its prodigies. In the dog world, one of these is a border collie in Germany named Rico. He knows literally hundreds of words. Julia Fischer is a senior researcher at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig. She and her colleagues learned about Rico several years ago while watching TV.
There's a German program called Wetten Das, that's something like I Betcha. And this is a show where people, everyday people can say, I can do amazing things. You know, I can tell the color of my crayons from just, you know, sucking on them.
Rico did something a little more interesting from a scientific point of view. He showed he could fetch any one of his 70 toys on command. Since then, Rico has acquired a lot more toys and added nearly 200 words to his vocabulary. Fischer and her colleagues have lots of videotapes of Rico working with his owner. Skeptics out there should know that Rico isn't being prompted in any way. What Fischer's team really wanted to know was whether Rico could learn new words the way children do. Fischer says if any dog could make the leap, it would be Rico.
He's a workaholic. He's crazy. I mean, he just goes on and on and on and on, and the owner has to stop him. She has to go. You know, she sees when he gets tired, so he has red eyes then, and he forgets to drink and eat. I mean, I've never seen that before in a dog.
So the scientists put 7 of Rico's familiar toys and 1 new toy in a room. They asked Rico to fetch the new toy using a word for it that he'd never heard before. Rico brought back the right toy. More important, he often added its name to his vocabulary. A month later, Rico was able to remember a new toy's name about half the time, even though he'd heard the word only once. Sue Savage-Rumbaugh is a biology professor at Georgia State University. She says that's a remarkable achievement.
We know now that the dog can rapidly associate new words with new objects, which is what children do right at the point that language takes off, becomes very complex, grammar production pops in. So the dog's on the borderline of very complex language ability.
Savage-Rumbaugh is also working on dog vocabulary these days, but she's best known for her work with apes that appear to have crossed that linguistic border. Her prize pupil is a bonobo named Kenzie, who, like Rico, has appeared in lots of videotapes.
Kenzie, can you put the pine needles in the refrigerator? Good job. Thank you.
Savage-Rumbaugh says Kenzie has provided the most convincing evidence yet that animals can learn not only words, but grammar.
Kenzie understands syntax. He understands novel sentences when he's heard them for the first time. Kenzie can overhear conversations in the other room and even report about what he's heard.
Such abilities challenge the theory that only modern humans have the capacity for language. Stuart Shanker of York University in Toronto is a co-author of an upcoming book called The First Idea, about the origins of symbols, language, and intelligence. Shanker says many species appear to have the potential to communicate with humans. Whether they actually do, he says, depends less on a specialized brain than on the sort of interactions they have with people.
If a dog, I don't know how big their brain is, but I'm sure the whole brain is smaller than our prefrontal cortex. If a dog can do this, it really gives you an insight into how important interactions are for the development of these psychological capacities.
Shanker says emotional bonding appears crucial to developing communication skills in many species. He says it's probably no accident that children with autism not only have trouble speaking, they also have trouble forming emotional bonds. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You can see video of Rico learning a new word, and there's more about animal communication at our website, npr.org.